KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly cloudy sky at 63 degrees. Looking forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with isolated showers possible later this afternoon and a high around 80. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa news, the Taylor County Sheriff's Office reports deputies arrested three people on drug charges following the search of a vehicle in Bedford Thursday. Taken into custody for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia was 26-year-old Skyler Ledford of St. Joseph, Missouri, 26-year-old Kayla Page of Bedford, and 19-year-old Trace Matheny of Clarinda. In addition to the drug charges, Ledford was cited for being in possession of an open container as a passenger in a vehicle. He was released on a promise to appear at a later date in court. Page and Matheny were also each released on a promise to appear in court at a later date. Whether you're shopping for clothes for yourself or for your kids heading back to school, Iowans can save a nice chunk of change in this weekend's annual sales tax holiday. John Fuller, a spokesman for the Iowa Department of Revenue, says the taxes will be eliminated on qualifying purchases all day today and Saturday.
Generally, if you can wear it, clothing or footwear that are under $100 would be tax-free, which means tax in Iowa is 6%, and then if there's a local option sales tax, that's an additional 1%, so it could be 7%.
Fuller says there are a few restrictions.
Watches, jewelry, rollerblades, those are not considered clothing by this law. So the best thing to do for your listeners might be to go to tax.iowa.gov, and there's some information that's a little more specific on what is and what is not taxable.
The tax-free weekend is only today and tomorrow and does not apply on Sunday. Fuller says many people ask why Sunday isn't included.
That would require a law change, so the Iowa legislature would have to take that up to add an extra day.
The two-day sales tax holiday has been held in Iowa the first Friday and Saturday of August each year for nearly 20 years. The State Board of Education Thursday voted down proposed new rules for using restraints and seclusion rooms for students in a procedural move to allow them to make changes. There are still big concerns about how to determine if behavior is serious enough to warrant punishment, how big those seclusion rooms should be, and how long it should take to notify parents of the punishment. The board decided to vote down the rules so they can hold some more meetings statewide for input and then make changes and allow for another public input period before final adoption. The board heard public comments before the vote, including those from Winterset Superintendent Susie Mead, who favors keeping the way things are.
I hear this from all of my colleagues throughout the state. Folks, this is an epidemic, and we need to be providing teachers with tools to support students, not limiting the few resources we have available to assist students when they're struggling to regulate their behaviors, dealing with mental health, and grappling with the trauma or the impact of trauma.
Mead says the manual for such issues used to be a half an inch thick and now it's 60 pages long.
What makes me really sad is we have fewer outside resources to support our students than we had just 20 years ago, yet many more expectations and regulations.
ACLU lawyer Daniel Zeno says his group and others pushed for changes and he wants to see them move forward.
And the reason is because we know this happens to kids in schools in Iowa, and it happens disproportionately to black kids and to kids with disabilities. The point of the petition was to literally reduce the number of, reduce the use of the rooms.
And he says the rules don't take anything away from teachers.
The rules do not completely ban them. They are still allowed to be used. They just are limited. And we believe that's a good thing. It is a traumatic experience for a kid to be put in what is essentially solitary confinement.
Zeno had a few suggestions for changes to some of the wording in the proposed rules. Department of Education Deputy Director Dave Tilley said they did their best to improve the rules, but says each district is different and there is not a single solution.
It depends on the facts of the situation, and we're covering such a wide potential waterfront of behaviors that the challenge is writing rules that in fact address those but leave to the good judgment of the practitioners decisions that they have to make.
Tilley leads the Division of Learning and Results and says they can go out across the state and hear from more people on the changes.
We've already spent 2 years working on these rules, and I don't anticipate there will ever be a place where we'll come where everyone will fully agree But our intent here, given the importance of these, is to get them right.
Department of Education lawyer Nicole Presch says everyone has worked hard to come up with the revised rules.
It was all respectful, and even though we didn't come to a complete consensus, as you can see, you know, based on public comment, there are people on both sides of the issue. And so the department really did try to come down to a compromise.
Presch says the Board of Education had to take the action it did to be able to revisit the rules and revise them without starting over again. They will now look at moving forward with the changes and added public input process. Officials at the Atlantic Community School District report online student registration is now available for the upcoming 2019-2020 school year. An email was sent to parents Thursday morning letting them know it's now available. The mail said the Atlantic Community School District will continue to utilize the rollover online registration process with JMC, the district's student information system. Parents of students or a student who attended ACSD school year last year, 2018-19, and were still in attendance on the last day of school will need to complete the register for the 2019 and 2020 process in JMC, as well as pay student fees and make lunch deposits. The district says students who are new to the school district and are planning to enroll for the upcoming school year will need to register for school at one of the district's buildings. School officials said also that during this time, we'll be more than happy to give new students tours of their new school. Parents can access more registration information, including free and reduced meal applications, athletic physical forms, and much more, by visiting the district's registration website at www.atlanticiaschools.org/registration. City elections will take place November 5th, 2019. This nomination year papers can be elected for a city office, must be filed with the county auditor rather than with the city clerk. And County Attorney Dale Sunderman says that nomination papers for city office must be filed with the auditor's office not more than 71 days less or 47 days prior to the regular election. The nomination period is August 26th through September the 19th. Each candidate who files successfully a completed nomination petition will be assured a place on the ballot. In Cass County, these offices will appear on the ballots for the respective cities on the November 5th election. In Oneida, the mayor incumbent is currently Timothy Miller. There will be also 2 4-year at-large council seat terms. Incumbents are Jeff Bonesack and Thomas Harris. In Atlantic, Council Ward 1, a 4-year term. Council Ward 3, a 4-year term. Also, Council Ward 4 and Council at Large, both 4-year terms, will be on the ballot. 2 Atlantic Parks and Recreation Board term board positions will also be on the ballot. They are 6-year terms beginning November 16th. In Cumberland, there is the mayor's position and 2 at-large council seats. In Griswold, 3 at-large council seats. In Lewis, the mayor and 3 at-large council seats will be on the ballot. Also for Marnie, the mayor and 5 at-large council seats. In Messina, the mayor and 3 at-large council seats. And in Wyota, the mayor and 2 at-large council seats. You can read more about that under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Also, beginning this fall, school board elections and city elections will be held on the same day, November 5th. And for the majority of voters, the voting site will be used for the site used for the general election. There will be separate ballot styles for the city and rural voters, since only city voters cast a ballot for city offices. School board elections will take place November 5th, as mentioned, and nomination papers for offices to be filled in 2019 can be filed with your school board secretary August 26th through September 19th. All offices are for 4-year terms. Nomination papers for elected school office positions must be filed with the secretary of your respective school board. And the process for filing nomination petitions is available again under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Each candidate who successfully files a completed nomination petition is assured a place on the ballot. In Cass County, the Atlantic Community School District has 3 at-large local director positions that will be on the ballot, nominated and elected at-large. There's a minimum of 50 signatures needed for nomination. The incumbents, all from Atlantic, include Allison Bruckner, Dr. Keith Swanson, and Jenny Williams. The news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.